You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Stella Petro Concha, an award-winning entrepreneur and CEO of Rio Group, a specialized finance management consultancy and recruitment agency from Sydney, Australia. Still a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thanks very much, Eric. It's my pleasure too.
And you're more than welcome, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you today, Stella. So for starters, from a career starting in medicine to leading one of the fastest growing brands in Australia, tell us a bit about your journey to this point to kick things off today.
It's a bit of a funny story, but from a very young age, I knew that my purpose in life was to help others. And the way I thought that would transpire is through a career in medicine. And during school, I worked very hard. And after completing my degree and entering into the hospital system, I learned very quickly that although I loved helping people, the hospital system and medicine wasn't right for me. It was a really bad choice. I guess you could call it my big first grand failure. And what the medical system really asked you to do is to be quite distant to people, and all I wanted to do was get close. So after finishing my internship and leaving the hospital, I went on, you know, quite a convoluted journey to try and figure out what it is that I wanted to do and what it is that what type of job would really make my heart have so much joy. I started my own business, called Mind Connection. That didn't really work out. I joined Johnson & Johnson as a sales rep. I didn't really enjoy that. And then I fell into recruitment a good 13 years ago. And I guess you could say the fit just ended up happening for me, because what I realised when I interviewed all the thousands of people that I've now interviewed, they're all sick and dying, sick of their jobs and dying to get out, dying to leave their bosses. And a lot of mental disease and a lot of emotional disease actually transpires as a result of a really disconnected and unfulfilling career. And I thought, awesome. I've just found an amazing vocation where I could actually express myself and express my passion in life, which was helping people in a way that made sense to me. And I guess that's how the journey began.
And certainly some awesome details shared. Thanks for that. Now, what is it about your leadership that you believe has allowed Rio Group to become the award-winning and impactful brand that it has become?
I believe that leaders are not born, they're made. And they're made, in my opinion, in two very distinct ways. Firstly, under pressure. And the second thing is by looking in the mirror and really reflecting and leaning into the truth of who you are. Let me explain to you what I mean. As a human, we only grow by facing life's great challenges, in particular failure. As a child, we really only learn and grow by giving things a go, failing, learning from that failure and giving it a go again. For example, learning how to ride a bike. So repetitive attempts at that same action that may cause that failure through reflection and learning gives us that opportunity to create mastery. Take any sportsman, Nadal. It's the Australian Open at the moment. I watched him the other night. So Nadal wasn't born as a tennis player. He learnt tennis. He practiced tennis. He failed a lot at tennis until he found his groove. And his repetitive action of that one thing, being tennis, has created the mastery. So coming back to your question, what is it about leadership that it's allowed a Rio Group to grow? I believe that the same concept applies for leadership. So I have a really positive and healthy relationship with my my failures in life. So when I fail and I make a wrong decision, or I make a decision that causes some hardship within the business or within the people around me, I self-reflect and I take the learning from that failure and I just keep going on. I don't stop. I don't let that failure take over my mind or my spirit. I keep the joy for what I'm doing. I keep the joy for the leadership that I'm sitting in, and I forgive myself. So I guess having that relationship with failure is really, really important. And another way of communicating that is to have hope. So specifically, the leadership trait that I bring to Rio is I have a lot of vision and a lot of hope, and that no matter what failure or what challenge or headwinds come our way, I have extreme hope and the appetite to just ride them.
Now, Stella, giving back is obviously a really important part of your leadership and approach. Can you tell us briefly about your Elevate a Nation campaign?
Sure. The vision of the business is to elevate human potential, and one of the way that we do this is through our recruitment business. So to get a job in corporate Australia, and it might be a little bit different in the US, but one of the ways to get a job in corporate Australia is that you need a postgraduate degree or a formal education to be placed. So with no education, corporate Australia simply won't consider you for a corporate job. So the challenge we saw with this as a recruitment agency is that only 24% of children in remote communities of Australia have access to a school that goes to Year 10. So by location, these kids won't grow to have the same opportunities that the city kids have. Corporate Australia simply won't accept them for a corporate job. So what we do is our contribution to addressing this gap is that every time we place a candidate in a job, we pay it forward to these children. We donate 50 days of tech education via a company called .comMob, who build tech centres in these remote communities and teach the kids tech education. And what that means is the kids that don't go to school have the opportunity to become more self-sustainable in their pursuit of completing their primary and secondary education because they have access to computers.
And we certainly are appreciative of what you're doing to give back to the community through your Elevate a Nation campaign. Today we're joined by Stella Petro Concha, an award-winning entrepreneur and CEO of Rio Group, a specialized finance management consultancy and recruitment agency in Sydney, Australia, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Stella, how has your commitment to elevating human potential resulted a strong team around you?
Elevating human potential is the core of what we believe in at Rio. It's our vision. And fundamentally, the people that I call our tribe are also personally invested in the same mission and vision in life. They also want to do the same thing, which is elevate human potential. So together, the tribe, we're on a really focused cause, and we all unite on this. So back to your question, which is how has elevating human potential resulted in a strong team? Because we all unite and we all have a shared vision, the leadership and the strategies that all of the individual people of the tribe bring forward to the organisation then becomes their own way of expressing it, therefore creating ownership. And what that means is that we all have our own way of doing the one thing, and we're all committed to that at the end of the day.
Finally, Stella, before you go, can you please share some advice for other women in business who are trying to forge their own paths like you have?
Sure. My advice is encapsulated into one word, and that word is bounce. When you fall, and you will, learn how to bounce back. When you fail, and you will, forgive yourself quickly, take your learnings, and bounce back. When people judge you negatively, and they surely will, let it bounce off you. I don't let anyone's negative judgment come into my energetic sphere, and that certainly won't ever stay within my energy. Negative energy just needs to bounce. So I believe that the answers to all of your questions lie within. So my advice is to take the time to develop your spirit and your mindset, and from there you can bounce your way to your success.
Well, Stella, it certainly has been great to have had you with us. A lot of good information shared here today. Where can listeners get further details on the Rio Group there in Sydney?
Yeah, sure. You can visit me on Instagram, Stella P. Concha. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, all social media, and also riogroup.com.au.
And Stella, that certainly works. Again, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Eric, and thanks to you.
We have been speaking with Stella Petro Concha, an award-winning entrepreneur and CEO of Rio Group, a specialized finance management consultancy and recruitment agency from Sydney, Australia. And for further details, simply visit riogroup.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.